This is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news, intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversation. 96.9 FM. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
La 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 la. La 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 la. La 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 la. I represent Bahamian people. I from Nassau, Bahamas, big up Baton, bro. Boy, I from Baton, bro. Right between West and Augusta, where them two roads meet, they call it Wilkinson Street. Manners and respect was like a sign blank check. It seems the ones that come in after quick to disrespect. You see, this life in the ghetto never easy. So many hungry days, break telling greedy. Boy, I doing the best I can, trying to turn my dollar to 100 grand. I represent the ghetto people.
Good night, Bahamas, and welcome to Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. I am your host, Valentino O'Brien, a.k.a. Daddy's Scrooge or Scoochie or Governor or whatever you want to call me. There's many names that I'm given in the inner city community. And that is a given when you're doing great works. People tend to give you names and out of respect. Our telephone number tonight on Guardian Radio, 323-6232. 325-4316, 325-4259. You can text us, powered by BTC, at 422-GR96. You can also look us up on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, live, to listen to the live recording. I want to say thanks to everyone who are listening tonight on Guardian Radio. Last week, we had a very wonderful show, and this week, we're going to talk more about how we can get information that can actually help change the direction of the mindset of our young people in this country. I have two outstanding young gentlemen in studio today. I would like, for those who are listening, it's more like a business-minded show today, so you can get some information on how you can help yourself if you want to help yourself, you know. You can't take the horse to the well and then force the horse to drink the water. You know, you have to be, the water's there, you know, so you got to be able to bend on your head and take a drink. So tonight we're going to have our conversation about small businesses. And I have a small business owning studios, but most importantly, I got a very special person, part of the Overdale Initiative in studios. So I want to let him introduce himself.
Turnquest. I'm the chairman of the Over the Hill Community Development Foundation. And the foundation is essentially a nonprofit, non-government organization really designed to help the Over the Hill community. And the main way it seeks to help the Over the Hill community is through grant making. So in other words, if there are community developers, nation builders in the Over the Hill area out there interested in helping make the community a better place, we as a foundation want to support them. And so we can talk more about how we go about doing that. But the foundation is essentially a grant-making foundation dedicated to the Over the Hill area. We also want to talk about Over the Hill in terms of all of the successes that it has and really serve as a resource center as to what people should know about this important and historic community in our country. And so as a foundation, we want to highlight the best of Over the Hill and also help the people of Over the Hill.
Yes. Let my friend introduce himself.
Hello, good afternoon.
Go ahead.
Hello, good afternoon. My name is Jabbar Johnson. I'm the owner of Multitech, also Be Divine Photography, and now Multistream TV. Now, these are companies that give you a wide range of different things that you can do. So Multitech, that consists of CCTV installations and repairs, also access control installation repairs. We also do phones, so phone repairs, computer repairs, IT. And that's on the multi-tech side. On the Be Divine side, that is photography, graphic designs, pertaining to logos, flyers. We also do build websites and also take pictures. So studio pictures, also passport, etc. And then we got the multi-stream TV side that deals with channel-based subscriptions, like how you would have Netflix. So you can watch channels straight across the board from the U.S., Canada. You got shows. You got, say, ZNS coming out of the Bahamas, and you got Island Lock TV. So, and then movies, TV series. So you have everything at your leisure. Everything's on demand. So as you can watch it on, let's say, cable or DirecTV, you can do the same on your Fire Stick smart device.
Wow, that's a lot. That's a lot. Yes. Mr. Thinequest, you are the chairperson of the Overdale, Overdale
Community Development Foundation.
Yes, Community Development Foundation. I get it right here. My bad. Yes. And your role serving as chairman, let's explain this to the general public. Serving as the chairman of the Community Development Partnership Initiative, what is?
Yeah, so the Over the Hill Community Development Foundation really is designed as a vehicle for helping Over the Hill.
Helping.
Yes, that's the main goal of the, and really the only goal of the foundation is to help. And how we go about helping the Over the Hill area and its people is through grant making. So offering funding to people who are proposing or involved in projects and initiatives to help the area.
Projects and initiative. Could you give me, we're talking poisons of this, so let's.
Yeah, yes. So to break it down, any sort of project that helps people, for example, improve their living situation, any project that helps people improve their job prospects, any project that helps make the area cleaner and safer, those are sort of the projects that we want to provide funding for. In addition, those sort of projects that help the youth of the area, help the elderly people in the area, those sort of projects that help people get up to speed with technology. So as we know from the pandemic, it's vital, as I'm sure Javar would attest to, it's vital to have proper internet access
right.
In this day and age. That's no longer a luxury. You need it to function. And so any sort of initiative to help people get access online, we want to fund those sort of projects. So what we want to do is to offer funding to people who are interested in helping the Over the Hill area. Those are some of the projects we're interested in funding, making Over the Hill cleaner, making it safer, and really empowering the people across various different ways.
Wow. So this proposal, this could mean once it's a great idea that fits the description of the Over the Hill Partnership Initiative, you can apply to get funding.
That's right. So we have a website called overthehillfoundation.org. And on that website, it explains in detail about the foundation, but it also talks about why it's so important to help the Over the Hill area. The website also has information on how to apply for grant funding. So there is an application on the website, overthehillfoundation.org, that you can download and complete that application to apply for grant funding. The way it works is we have 3 application windows or periods per year. And we're now open for our first application period. It really opened at the launch of the foundation on May 2nd. And the application period closes on July 15th. So really during this period now, we're inviting applications. And we want applications for those projects that need funding so that they can help the people in the area.
Wow. So a guy like Jade, how can he get himself involved or to apply if he fits the criteria of the Over the Hill Community Development Partnership Initiative? You heard his qualifications when he speak just now, and you said that, you know, technology-wise, we need to be updated on that, and he resides in our particular community. Does he fit?
I would say anybody fits our criteria for grant funding as long as they are focused on community development, which we describe as really one of six areas. So just to get just to dive into it, we think of those areas as a number of things. So rejuvenation, are you helping to clean up the area? Social empowerment, we think of that as, are you helping people to improve their job prospects, to offer job training or skills training? How about poverty reduction or any sort of crime reduction? Are you involved in any sort of thing that does that? How about economic empowerment? That's another one of our criteria. So when we talk about economic empowerment, we're talking about job creation in the area.
Wow.
We're talking about encouraging entrepreneurial activities in the area. Anything that improves living conditions, helping people to manage their finance better. These are all what we consider to be economic empowerment.
Wow.
There are three other categories that we look at. One is green and sustainable technology. So in other words, really making sure that the environment is sustainable. So promoting the use of any sort of green technologies. So we know that solar is the way of the future. We also want residents to, and people in general, to promote healthy living. So backyard farming is something that's really taken off in recent years. And these are sort of the things we think about when we say green technology. Also, just encouraging more green spaces. Green spaces also is connected to green and sustainable technology. And then the final area, the final criteria, as I mentioned, was youth and elderly empowerment. And really, it's about helping the most vulnerable people, the children and the elderly. And so any sort of project that really helps to empower those important groups of people, we focus on and offer funding for. So really, there's six categories that the foundation looks at for grant funding. And so anybody who's involved in any of those six categories, whether it's social empowerment, economic empowerment, rejuvenation, green technology, smart technology, providing internet access and access to to modern communications, and youth and elderly empowerment. These are the criteria we look at for grant funding. And all of this information, by the way, is available on our website, overthehillfoundation.org. It's also available on our social media pages. On Instagram, we're Over the Hill Foundation, and on Facebook, we're also there, Over the Hill Community Development Foundation.
Wow.
So we want people to check those pages out, check that website out, and consider applying for a grant if what you're doing is helping the community along any of those six categories.
Wow, that's an open playing field. You know, like I said, for most Bahamians out there, you know, you might be doing a backyard farming project. You have kids in the community who needs to learn how to feed themselves. Now, if you need a little funding to keep this sustainable, now this has to be sustainable, and you have to take it to the next level. Call on the show when I was on Season Nuri Show, Dr. Season Nuri Show, and he said, you know, people have to take responsibility once the opportunity is given to them. You know, so in other words, what are you saying, that one, this opportunity is out there? Now you can't just go and say, you know, you're gonna, because money is involved, that you're gonna go and apply and then not perform. Mm-hmm. You know, that is not. This is not for the weak at heart. This is for those who are looking to improve their community and improve their lives.
Yeah.
You know?
And as a foundation, we're focused on that as well. So when we offer grant funding, we are very careful to ensure that the funding is utilized properly.
Mm.
And so we do have systems and checks and balances
place
to really ensure that the funding gets put toward what the application said it was going to be used for.
So this is like giving the residents an opportunity to become a solution to their community's problem. So instead no one's helping, no one's doing nothing. The government does, the police does, and the police said, no, you have a chance to make a difference. You know, we have a Javon studio. So, Mr. Tancrest, this is very interesting because, you know, what I get to understand, right, is that we have a group of people in our respective community, right? And I'm preaching, listen, don't care what we do in this country. As long as we don't try to empower people, bring back the family structure and bring back that village concept of that community in that Bahamas that was 70 and 60 years ago, where we had a whole country working together for one goal. I'm talking to them. So Javaz, he has a company, and we're in this community, and there are people situated to the community who have some of these projects that are available, right, and they need access to the information. So a young man like him could come in very handy for us in the community. You know, he is good at ops and et cetera. You know, could you imagine, you know, I'm giving out the information, I get all the guys' phone numbers, I have their location where the so-called business is going to be set up. The Backyard Farming is through Taylor Street, Javar Technology Stores there. And we have all that on our app. And I could send information out. And this is what Mr. Torrencrest, Robert Torrencrest, is saying as part of the Overdale Partnership Agreement. And this is how you guys can become a part of it. So what I'm trying to say is we'd have a network of people in that community. So not to say no one's going to get left out, but now we're making connections because now we have an app. We have an opportunity for about four or five of us to actually start a small business that is actually beneficial to the community, like Feed NASF, Green Garden, Technology, and et cetera. So what a young man like Javar, because we have a lot of people listening to the show, and a lot of people are dead. You know, they have no direction. They have no energy, right, because, you know, things are being really tough on them. Some of them have given up. They just don't have the energy. So we want to boost them up. So that's one reason I invited you in here and I invited Javar in here. So to make Javar like a pilot project to encourage those of them who are, not motivated. Now, this is the reason why you never give up. Now, this is the reason why you could get motivated now, because there are opportunities out there available for you. I always say this. Government always have programs that could benefit the Bahamian people. It's the fact is, are you going to grab it? Are you going to try and go online and listen to what Mr. Turnquest is saying? Are you going to listen to what Javar is saying and how you could get in contact with him to help with the camera system and et cetera? You might get a cheap price. You might get a cheap HBO channel. Cheap. You know what? I'm just giving you a prime example of you wanting supplement life. Don't never give up. So if you have your pen and paper, Mr. Tangress is giving out numbers so that you can contact and get some information from, so you could at least look at the grants, all right, so that you can motivate yourself to apply, you know. So, you know, it's very good.
That's and that's really the name of the game. Like you said, it's really about creating people creating solutions. So, for example, what Mr. Johnson has done is he created a solution for the streaming services as well as graphic design. And this is something that he saw a need for, and he's built it, right? And so as an entrepreneur, that to me can really help the community. Mm. Not only does it empower himself, but also he potentially employs people. He can potentially pass those or share those skills with other people in the community. And all of a sudden, you go from maybe one person to multiple people understanding what you do and how you do it much better.
Yeah, so.
And it can do multiple things with that. Number one, it gives people economic empowerment. If I'm working for a multi-tech solutions, I am empowered to earn a living, and that helps me. The second thing that it does is it really helps me understand more information. So in other words, I now have skills, because you're a skilled entrepreneur, and those skills are very valuable, and other people can do other things with those skills as well, whether it be, you know, now teach other people or build upon what you guys already do. And over time, that's how you really build, we believe, a really thriving community. You want people to have these skills, develop the skills, and share the skills so that more people like Mr. Javar Johnson can come along and create their own businesses or join his business or whatever it may be. But we want, as a foundation, to really help people get to that point. And to that end, if there's people out there like Mr. Johnson who are interested in helping other people, we want to support them.
You want to support them?
Yes.
So you are you listening, general public? Are you listening? These are opportunities for you, for the Miami people, all right? You get your pen and paper. You get the information Mr. Robert Turnquist is giving out. Javar, I hope you're getting this information because you need to get in contact, all right, with Mr. Turnquist and see how fit you could get yourself in there, get the information, see how you could set yourself up and you could take this next level because you're gonna be the main guy for me as we're going into the ecotourism industry. And we're going to get all those business, small businesses in the corner registered, and I'm going to ask and assist you to help develop an app so that when you come in Grand Saint Louis Street, you would know all the historical sites, you know where the restaurants are, you know where the barbershops are, you understand? So that's why it's so important. That's why I brought you in here today, to see how we can help motivate those out there that, hey, opportunities are coming your way. You have to be willing to go out there, and I say grab it, and you got to be committed. You know, you don't want to take something, you know, and mess it up for other people because you could get the grant, but you didn't perform. And then what happened to other people out there who wanted an opportunity? You know, you got an opportunity, but you messed it up. But other people out there who want that same opportunity, you know, and they wouldn't mess it up. So you have to be very considerate and serious, you know, if you want something in life, you know, you're going to have to be committed, you know.
Yes, because I had a couple young people come to me, you know. Mostly I got, like, say, around the neighborhood, you usually have people who needs, let's say, computers or phones fixed. So you'd have one or two people come to me and ask me or say they're interested in that field. So I would tell them, you know, if you're serious, I'm always willing to teach anybody who's willing to learn. But you have to show me that you're serious. So let's say if you come to me and say, well, I'm interested in fixing phones, I might have a phone to fix. I'll put that in your hand, and whatever you need, tools-wise, I'd give you, and I'd give you a time period. And I'd say, well, go and do your studies, go on YouTube, or whatever, I'll lead you to the water. But can't let you drink it, like you say.
Yeah.
So I'll lead you there, and I'll give you all the tools, and then I'll wait and watch and see what you do. And from there, I'll know if you're serious or not.
If you don't try, you're not serious.
If you don't try, then you ain't serious.
So that's out there.
Because, sorry, but that's everything that I do right now, everything that I do is self-taught. Didn't go to school for anything that I know. Not one thing. So I try to be a product to people to show them that, hey, you could do anything you put your mind to. Everything that I do, I love doing.
You love doing it?
Yes. Never.
So that's the motivation.
Yes. Never do anything that you don't love because you're not going to put your all. You'll never put your best foot forward.
Wow.
That's what I believe.
That's crazy. So, Mr. Turnquist, you see we're making some progress just by having a show today, you know, because you're seeing the connection. I myself is basically building a manufacturing center through the old abandoned house that is through the corner. It's been abandoned for over 20, 30 years. One of my friends resides in it. I'm fixing a room for him. But on the whole side, the next side, there are about four or five rooms. That's where you're going to come in handy. Because, you know, we're going to see if we could apply. And like you said, you know, you probably can open up the technology department in there that fixes phone. And, you know, there are kids out there who don't have a sense of direction or don't have a trade or don't have no intention of having a small business. But now that you're teaching them how to fix phone, they can learn and say, you know what, I could set up something in my backyard. Hey, and I could repair phones, you know.
This is
it's like Mr. Tanker saying, you know, anything that's helping and empowering, you know, you get empowered with a small loan, you're teaching the kids how to fix phones, technology, telephones, et cetera, apps, and then they could take it and run with it because that's what we need to do. We need to teach the next generation on how to take care of themselves by creating small businesses inside the inner city community.
Exactly.
So this Overdale initiative, you know, I think now it'll be able to target the right set of people, you know, because a lot of people are being left out. You know, many people said that development or funds were given, you know, out around the country, but not in the communities. Now we're seeing where the focus with the chairman. It's inside the inner city. And the funds go up to how much, Mr. Tynecrest?
So at this stage, we're offering small grants of $3,000 to $10,000 per grant.
Okay.
And so, like I said, there are three application windows per year. The first window is open now, and we're inviting people to apply. So if you are doing something that helps people in the community or helps the community itself, we encourage you to apply. The website has the application available for download. Yeah. And so we just encourage people to download the application, complete it, and you can send it back to us.
All right. Wow. Great. So, you know, let me just say this. Jesse, I apply and I ain't get no response from the Over the Hill community development. Jesse, I'm just using this, you know, and I ain't getting a response. What do I need to do, Jesse, if I don't get a response? I'm just saying this out there. What should I do if I don't get a response in a timely fashion? Jesse.
You absolutely should get a response in a timely fashion. That's the first point. So
that's how committed you are, you guys are.
Yes, absolutely. So we're accepting all applications by email. And the email address is on our website, but I can tell you that it's info@overthehillfoundation.org.
BMN people, are y'all listening? If you're doing a program or a project in your community, you know, it could be cleaning up the streets or cleaning up your community. You need some garbage bins, and then you might, you know, think of something that could be sustainable. You know, you might could come up with a plan and say, you know what, I could start a small business of just cleaning up the community, you know. I might just could rent bins and put them here, and there. You know, listen, anything could come out of this.
Yes.
You know, anything could come out of this because, you know, you never know what could come out of it. You just got to try.
Yes, and like you said, we invite anybody with an idea, but our focus and the condition is we're focused on Over the Hill. We're on the show Inside the Inner City, and that's our focus. We want to help the Over the Hill inner city part of New Providence as our priority, and so that's what we're focused on.
Yeah. So would you guys be doing a hands-on approach to this? Just say, for instance, like I'm saying, I'm trying to build a particular training center. Would you guys be willing to just say, take a look, to do a walkabout, and say, well, see how it, if it can make sense?
Yes, absolutely. We're willing to do things like that. But our approach, to be clear and honest with you, we want to empower people like yourself who are actually doing it. So in other words, it's not myself, Robert Tynecrest, determining what ought to be done. It's really you guys who are on the ground making it happen, telling us how it should be done.
You're listening?
And so we want you to tell us how it should be done. And the way you tell us is through applying for a grant.
Wow.
And so if it makes sense to us, we want to award you a grant to make it happen. But essentially, yes, we are willing to, like you asked, do a walkabout of the area. We have a board of four directors, and so we are willing to walk about and really see the area for ourselves, because that is important. But what's most important is making sure that those persons from the bottom up are leading the charge.
Wow. So this is an opportunity for those, you know, who've been looking for a chance to really make a difference in their community and probably been doing it for a long time. Now you have an opportunity for whatever program you have that can be beneficial to your community or your country. You have a chance to apply now and get some funding to improve your community. Okay? So, Javar, you're hearing all this. Mr. Johnson, does this resonate anything that Mr. Tynecrest is saying that kind of excites you or disappoint you? Because, you know, you're a small business owner and you're hearing Mr. Tynecrest saying a lot of interesting stuff. And what he's saying makes a lot of sense. And he's saying that the power is in our hands and they're listening to what we have to say once we put it on the application form on the website. They are willing to assist. So what do you think about?
It's a good idea. Trust me. I'm here sitting down thinking about methods and ways I should go about it. Because honestly, let's say, for instance, say, security, for instance, cameras, CCTV systems. That's something that's really, really important right now for the community, for business owners, and also homeowners. Because anything is liable to happen. A lot of people nowadays, they're getting the Ring systems where you can monitor who is to your door. You don't have to be there on location. You
could be Canada.
Anywhere. You could be somewhere else in the world, you would be able to view your camera system. So for the Ring system, CCTV systems, that's wireless or wired, you'd be able to view your home remotely from anywhere.
Wow.
So something like that, I would say I would go to the lens of even doing, say, a neighborhood crime watch.
That's what they fit in.
Setting up something like that where, you know, the neighborhood could be able to just see what's going on.
And that's what you're going to do. You just said it just now. And that's exactly what you need for the community.
But this is exactly what I mean. So he's come up with a great idea. So he's telling us what's needed.
Yes.
And now we want to encourage him to convert that idea
into an application.
And then hopefully the foundation can then convert that application into funding. And with that funding, you can take that and make it happen. And we want to build, that's how we want to build, help build the community.
I got a little small sniping from some friends of mine who assisted me, some great people assisting me, you know. And they told me that whatever I do, empower persons in the community. And I told them about 2-3 years ago, we was getting breakfast. This is 2-3 years ago. I said, I'm trying to finish my restaurant. I said, if I could get this little $10,000 or $5,000, I'd come to you. So I say, you know, so you could hook up my camera system. Because, see, at the end of the day, we're talking about safety. And what we need to understand is that when you live in a village, corner to corner, if there's a person who is causing disturbance in the community, your people who thief pottery, your people who steal stuff for the people yard, okay? So if all of us have surveillance cameras, host to host, we can never catch this person without these cameras. Right? Now, we suspect who this person is. This is bad for us in the community because we have to root these things. So stealing car batteries is very expensive for persons who have it. You can imagine you break into someone's car, right? They don't have it. They ain't stuff. And you're going to take their battery and go sell it for $10, $20. The battery costs $100 plus or $150, right? So it's a burden on us who resides in the community because we are preying on one another. So we can't catch this guy. But if a plan come up there, I have my camera. Neighbor has a camera. The next neighbor has a camera. The next neighbor has a camera. The one around the corner has a camera.
Turn.
So now, we can see who thief what. We can't go personally and say, you steal it. We know you steal it, but we don't have no proof. Now, when I go and look, I don't have nothing on my camera. So I call, like, the app is set up. Mm-hmm. I say, Mr. Tanquest, you see anything on your camera? And Mr. Tangerous, because we all this is set up now with the same small business plan we're talking about now. Mm. And Mr. Tangerous went all out. Yeah, I see him. He went orange shape and he turned left. So he turned left. So he going to Mr. Thompson corner. And all he said, so Mr. Thompson, I know you get a camera system with Mr. Javar set up. What you see? I see face. Yeah, he went orange. And guess who it is? Who it is? It's Steven. We knew it was Steven a long time. Now we get him. So we don't want to put our hands on him. We call the police. Hey, mm-hmm. We call the police. He don't know. We know he steal nothing because we were smart enough to go and listen to Mr. Tanquest, listen to the Overland Initiative, come up with creative ideas on how you could benefit your community. We call the police. We all give our statement. We show them
the footage.
Show them the footage. We get the face. We see where he traveled from Lewis Street to Taylor Street and went to Ross Corner. So now the police can do their job. Mm-hmm. And this is how we can take this. And see, you're pondering.
Yeah.
And you see, it is a scum, so you never know, Mr. Tanquest.
That's right. And so that's what we're asking people to do today is to really start to think of these ideas that can help make our over-the-hill community safer, help make it cleaner, help empower people, whether it be socially or economically. We need, it takes everybody, and it really takes our best. It takes skilled professionals like Mr. Johnson. It takes community builders like Mr. Brown. It really takes the best of us to help over the hill, which really and truly just means the world to the Bahamas. It's where the Bahamas came from in many ways when you consider the historically black migration of people from obviously Africa originally into the area, originally as slaves and obviously post-slavery, but really all of our nation builders, many of them come from this area. And so we owe it to our country to make sure that the area thrives, but the area really thrives only if the people in the area thrive. Yep. And so as a foundation, what we can do is step by step, project by project. We just talked about one idea, which is the electronic cameras.
Yes.
Connected via internet services, via an app, which where we can all see who's in our community to make it safer. Project by project, just like that, we can help and ultimately build a much safer and ultimately more prosperous community.
Yes.
And that's what we're trying to do.
Wow. You see, this is what we need. So for those who are listening, you're hearing from Robert Ingress. He's the chairman of the Over the Hill Community Development Partnership Initiative. And we have Mr. Johnson. Mr. Johnson, would you like to give out your numbers? Because, you know, you do apps for movies, you do cameras and et cetera. And he did a wonderful job. In fact, when I got the couple dollars, you know, I assisted him because, like I said, I could go into a big company, right? But the persons who assisted me, they told me, that's your community. Find people who reside in that community and empower them. And immediately, I told them, and I pulled up on them. Like I promise you, I keep my word. I lived my word. See, anyone who knows me, one thing with me, I honestly try to keep my word, right? And that's all I have is my word. And I came to them, I told them, you know, I got sort of come a little discount. And he got me all camered up. I could see down the road left. I could see down the road right. I could see up close person's faces and et cetera. And now the neighbors want camera. My friend want camera down the road because we had some little small little people thieving car batteries and et cetera. And we have to get rid of that, you know, because it's affecting us, you know. It's hurting so many Bahamian people to see what we're doing to ourselves, you know. The guy is a Bahamian. He's breaking in someone's car. Who do you have no gas, you know? But to him, he is thinking, I need something to eat or I need some drugs, and I'm going to pry on my brothers and sisters. So we have to route that out, our community, and these are just ways we're brainstorming, you know? So that's what we were saying. We want to eradicate those things in our community. And we also want to clean up our community. So if that's a poison, Mr. Tynquist, as I was coming here, and I like to speak for my community, because I live in Grandstand, but I'm a Bahamian. And the family islands are my home. The inner city community of Angleston, Camp Road, Fox, and all of them are my community. I might not live there, but I still have a connection to them because I am a Bahamian.
That's right.
And as I go down and I see corners starting from Crocker Street, Brougham Street, and Peter Street, there's so much like garbage to the corners. So if there's someone residing in this community and see all this trash, you might could start a little small garbage collection company right there where you could set up the same overall initiative. Instead of waiting on government, instead of waiting on people, private people to sponsor you, you might could say to yourself, you know what? Let me see if I can get one truck or garbage bin, rent it or buy it, and decide, you know what? Let me just start to clean up my street. You know, because what I'm seeing now is the buildup of garbage in these inner city communities are overwhelming. There's so much garbage. So that's different. I'm just brainstorming, you know. I'm just trying to encourage
people.
Track.
You are absolutely on the right track. Because I can tell you that, like I said, we have six categories.
Right.
One of them is rejuvenation, which exactly refers to what you're talking about. Making sure the community is clean. It's hard to live in communities that are just not clean.
Posture people, Mr. Tynquist, we just got to take a ride through and look at some of the small business And I just want you to take notes. Let me do a little walkabout when you guys have time, because I'm going to be working with you guys. This last 4 years now is how I'm going to spend my last 4 years working directly with over the partnership agreement with the small business and business accelerator. They're the two I'm going to be working with on the Ministry of National Security, which I'm already part of as advisory, as an advisor on the board. And these three, I'm going to work on and encourage people with small businesses, anything that deals with community. But I'm going to be a shadow.
That's why the foundation, the Over the Hill Foundation, was set up to really empower people to make the change. We're not here to make the change ourselves. And in fact, it would be wrong of me to suggest that I have the answers. The answers lie with people who are living in the areas, who go to church and school in the areas, people who are actively involved and engaged in whatever it is that they do, but focused on the ground. Because we believe the change starts from the bottom up.
Yes.
And so that's why the foundation really exists, is to help others make the change. We are a vehicle to help others make change. The other thing I'll highlight is you're maybe not somebody who's on the ground helping to build the Over the Hill community, but maybe you still care. Maybe you feel like this community is worth fighting for, worth building, worth caring about. The people matter. That the history that it represents and the people who are there now, as you point out, many of them are struggling and you want to help. And as a foundation, we'd also invite and welcome donations so that we can help people who are on the ground making a positive difference in the community. So if you're a person or if you're a company who cares about the Over the Hill area, as a foundation, we invite your contributions, your financial contributions, so that we can provide more grant funding to people who are executing, delivering these community projects and initiatives, whether it be organizations on the ground or just people who care and make a difference. The more funding the foundation has, the more it can help. And so what I want to do is also invite any person or company in the Bahamas or anywhere listening to this to consider making a donation to the Over the Hill Community Development Foundation.
This is giving back.
As a means of giving back.
Yes.
Correct. Because the foundation in turn can help the community by offering more grants to people who are making a difference.
Wow. Yes. Again, wow. So just to boost it up, since we're talking about empowerment, I know you're not a part of the Business Accelerator Department, but it's still a part of government, and you should have a little more information than I have on it. And also would like to encourage person also to apply the Business Accelerator. You know, I've seen farmers go and get great loans, and now they are doing quite well for themselves. Could you give us a little information on it, like from the lady who's now in charge in the interim, Samantha Roll? Could you just give us a little information on it?
Yeah. So, like you said, I'm not directly involved with the Access or Business Accelerator, but what I do know is they've done a great job, from what I can see, over the years since they've started, with really helping businesses grow. So these could be businesses that were in existence in many cases. And these, as I understand it, some of them are new businesses that they've also helped grow. And they've helped them grow not just through just throwing money at it. As I understand what they do, they also provide the development of skills and training to help the entrepreneurs succeed. So, in other words, it's like the old saying goes, you give a man a fish, you feed him for a day. But if you teach a man to fish, you feed them for a lifetime. And so my understanding of what they do is exactly that. It's really teaching the skills, the development of entrepreneurs to make sure that they can succeed when they get those loans or when they get that funding, whether it be equity or debt funding, making sure that they're in a position to use it successfully.
Wow. What I'm seeing, yeah, is I'm seeing how our boat are connecting. Like, they're both connecting. Both of these programs are connecting to help.
The mission is very similar. The mission is very similar. Yes. So if I can draw a comparison, what I would say is both the organization I represent, which is the Over the Hill Community Development Foundation, and the Access Accelerator, both organizations want to ultimately help people move forward or help people help themselves. What they don't do, certainly the foundation doesn't do, is the foundation doesn't try to run your business for you or necessarily tell you
how to
run your business, but rather help you gain the Access Accelerator. Like I said, my understanding of what they do is really helping entrepreneurs. And similarly, the foundation, we want to help those community builders, those community developers.
Yes.
And we want those community developers to tell us, come up with the ideas, tell us what your community needs. And the way you tell us is through applying for a grant to make it happen, so that we encourage people not just to say, like you said earlier, nobody's doing anything, nobody's helping us, be the change you want to see.
Yes.
And how do you do that? It's about, like Mr. Johns was saying, brainstorming. That's the first step. Come up with what are the problems that I see in the area. And you've done it as well, Mr. Brown, where you've identified lots of garbage in the areas. And so what are the solutions that we can solve, that we can use to solve these problems?
Like, so glad.
The solutions are what you determine solve these problems. Yes. And so we invite you
We
invite you to tell us those solutions.
Wow.
So that we can help you make it happen.
Yeah. I want to call a community right now. I want to encourage Bayman people. The Access Accelerator Small Business Development Center has facilitated more than $71 million in approved funding for just under 1,000 small business. Its interim executive director, Samantha Rule, said yesterday that roughly 30% of those businesses are delinquent in paying those government guaranteed loans, and only about two or three businesses have defaulted. At the moment, we have two or three companies that we are working with, as well as working with the leading partners to see and know how we can turn that around for them. In terms of our delinquency percentage, we have across a number of different financial institutions, varying percentage, but if I may give an estimation, I would say that we are around 20%. These are thousands of companies that still require assistance quite a bit, actually, and we are about to undertake a particular campaign around our guaranteed loan program. We are currently meeting with a number of our financial institute partners to really flesh out how we can make sure that the public, our clients, and those interested have all the information needed so that we can begin this program. So I'm encouraging Bayman also. You know, as last week I was saying, you know, it wasn't reaching people. Okay, that may be true, but I also stated that you have to reach out. So I want people also to go and apply for the Small Business Accelerator Program, because like you said, there are opportunities out there. You're going to have to go there and grab it. Okay, can we take this call, Ali? Go ahead, caller. You're on Inside the Inner City. Good night. Caller, are you still there?
Yeah. Oh, yes. Turned on. Yeah, I'm sorry, but that's good. A pleasure good evening to you and also to your guests. What I wanted to know, right, under the former administration, there were the Overhill Initiative. I think that was what it was called.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
The very zone that was set up, and businesses could get exemption on imported stuff for their business. Is this the same thing? Is that still in place, or
yeah.
is it something?
It's still in place.
Discontinued.
It's still in place. That's why we're talking about two of the programs now. But this one, mm-hmm. with Mr. Turnquest one, this is private.
Yeah, so this foundation is a non-government organization. So that's the difference. So the call is describing is a government initiative to import, as I understood it, duty-free materials.
That was the last one.
Right, yeah. For the over-the-hill area. Yes. What the foundation is essentially a non-government organization dedicated to the over-the-hill area.
Yes.
So that part of the government is still intact. That is still functioning as far as you know.
Yes, I think that's still functional as far as I can know. And Faka, I'm so glad now that Ms. Roll has been appointed. Because we work together. So I'm going to have some more information to be given to you guys live here on Guiding Radio. So that's why I'm glad I have Mr. Turnquest here, who's the chairperson, and Ms. Roll, who's the interim chairperson also. And I'll have the information to give to you guys on a weekly basis, because this is what I'm pushing for. I want to encourage those out there to join both of these programs and get the benefits, you know, and reap, you know, what you sow.
Well, I'd say Tone's good. Thanks.
Yes, sir. Thank you very much for calling in. See, information is very important.
That's right.
And you see, we were talking about two different programs in here. One is non-governmental, and one is governmental. The access accelerator is governmental, but they give out a large sums of funds. So you also yourself need to check on this, you know, because you never know how. That's two opportunities.
That's right. That's
two opportunities.
And
see,
so, like you said, there are so many ways to make a difference.
Yes.
And so many ways to find solutions. And so, like you said, putting the information out there is how people can get to realize what's out there. And that's why I was so grateful and appreciative to have been invited on the show to really help spread the word about our foundation. We had a launch event on the 2nd of May, which we were grateful to have you join us for. And that got some media coverage as well. But really and truly, you need to repeat the information as well.
Yes.
So maybe people didn't hear it at the time that the press covered it. Sometimes people might forget about it. And so oftentimes repeating the information and repeating the message is effective.
Yes.
And so I just want to thank you, Mr. Brown, for having me on to allow me to share and to reiterate the message of what we're trying to do with the foundation.
Mr. Tangus, I want to thank you because it's my pleasure. You know, I just want to be an instrument where we can help people in this country, because I know, I see where this country is going, all right? And we need this country to go in a sense of direction of positive, empowering people. You know, I get excited with these things, see? The Access Accelerator Program, you know, we could get funding to enhance your business. And then we have the Overdale Community Private Partnership with Mr. Turnquest. These are things how we can help those out there. We might can't do it physically, but we could use the areas, we could use the information that is provided by Guardian Radio and the media, and we could use this to reach those out there in the inner city community. So I just want to say thank you, Mr. Turnquest, for coming, because this is very important. This is how I can give back. This is how people who are sitting at home, you know, could be brainstorming. Mr. Johnson, just brainstorming. You come up with a complete great plan, which we're going to make that effective. We're going to try to see how we can get everyone cameras up in Lewis Street, Hay Street, and Taylor Street, and see if we could set up an app in our community so we could monitor and talk to one another. And we're going to work on that, and we're going to work on that through the program.
Yeah, we invite you guys and really anybody out there who has these type of ideas to help the community. So that idea that Mr. Brown just talked about is a wonderful idea that makes the community safer. Mm-hmm. Having cameras, it deters crime.
Mm-hmm.
And so any sort of idea that makes the community safer, that makes it cleaner, that helps people economically, that helps people socially. So in other words, learning job readiness skills and literacy and anything, any sort of skill that helps people help themselves. We want to support.
And basically, the training center that I talked about, you know, you're talking about empowering people and giving them the education. That's why these guys are going to be teachers. So that's where the small loans could come in now, because once that is established and built, we have guys who are getting trained on how to fix phone, how to do apps, and et cetera. And we have guys who know how to do wood carving. Anything that is beneficial as trade is going to be available in the training center.
Trade is absolutely a skill. And learning these sort of skills helps empower people. Yep. So what Mr. Johnson said earlier in the show really is inspirational. He said that he learned everything that he knows about technology on a self-taught basis. Mm. That's what he said.
Yes.
So in other words, he spent the time, whether it's on YouTube or whatever resource he could find, learning about the skills that he has. And he's used those skills and turned it into a business. A business that employs himself, provides an income, and could maybe also employ other people and provide income for other people. But he's also said that he's willing to help train other people.
Yes, so that's right.
And those people, again, can maybe work directly with him, maybe go into business on their own, but they, after his training, also know a skill. And that skill empowers them economically. These people can earn a living. And that's very important. And that's step by step, we believe, as a foundation, how you build a thriving community through those sort of skill development. And so as a foundation, if we can help Mr. Johnson help those people through any program he may want to set up or any idea that he has, that's another example of how the foundation can play a part in helping to build the community. And so you mentioned just about giving back. And for me, that's what the foundation is all about. Like yourself, I'm a Bahamian. Like yourself, I have family roots and family ties to the Over the Hill area. I also go to church in the Over the Hill area. I'm a member of East Street Gospel Chapel, by the way. And so the area is an area that means a lot to me too, personally. But not just because of connections that I have personally. It's because I'm a Bahamian.
And you see the suffering that...
And no Bahamian should suffer in 2022 in the Bahamas. That's just how I feel. And so if I can use my voice, use my time, use whatever I can to help make a difference, to me, that's worth it. That deserves my attention. That deserves the best I could do.
Yes. Everything has to do with networking. You never know who knows who. You never know where you can be by, let's say, the grace of somebody else recommending you to somebody. And I've been through these situations. So let's say if I do something, I do CCTV cameras and phones. I might be on a job doing a CCTV installation and someone comes to me to fix a phone. I'm just one person. I can't do that job. I could always turn that over to you. So it's always something you could pass on. And like I try to tell people, everybody eats. It could be 1,000 food restaurants in Nassau, and you could open one tomorrow, and I bet you still could make money. Never look at what somebody else doing, because your food would always be different. It will always be customers or clients that will come to you. So that's how I see it.
And I want to encourage people too. You know, you're going in the business aspect, or you're going to train people. You know, and you're added to it. Watch how we speak to one another. Don't believe you're better than people. Bring people down, yep. All right? You know, we want change, and we want to get rid of this poverty and et cetera. But what about our attitude and how we speak to one another? How we on the work job and we curse one another and we talk behind one another back. But guess what? We live in this country, and we all be humans, all right? So we have to understand that we have to be courteous to one another and kind and loving. So we need more of that also, you know, because bringing help and bringing the small business is one thing. But what about your attitude, you know? What about people can't work with you, you know? You just can't work with you because you're just a person who, you know, for some whatever strange reason, you're just not a people's people.
Yeah, like you wake up on the wrong side of the
bed. Yeah, and you, so we have to be courteous. So all I'm saying is any business you go into, be courteous. Be respectful of people. Understand their position. You should be supposed to know their position. Not even understand it. Anyone in any city, you understand their position. You know, we don't need to know what, if, or but, what the problem is. We know what the problem is. Problem is poverty for the last 50 years, and it's piled up on us, and it's passed on to the next generation. We have to create generational wealth for the next generation to be in. So that means you as a young man, Jawal, you have to make sure that this business plan you're putting up, your personal business and the business that you're going to partnership with, that you're going to, you're going to have to say to yourself, you know what? I have my son, I have my daughter. I see the struggles, you know. I'm still, you know, I ain't getting my own house yet. So I got to make sure I put myself in a position where I can be able to buy a house so that when it's time for me to go, at least my son and daughter have a roof over their head so they're not to go and pay rent. And then, you know, things would be 10 times tougher then. You know, tough now. Yeah. What you think about 10 years later? So I want to encourage Bahamian people to think about when you start a business, you know, like, let me give you a prime example. No disrespect. There was a restaurant on Marcus Street called the Palm Tree, and Mr. Russell used to run this restaurant. And Mr. Russell been there close to 30 years. And I don't know nothing much about the family, but I know Mr. Russell had a wonderful family. And the minute Mr. Russell, like, his health deteriorated, he had sons and he had daughters. All of a sudden, the business used to have thousands of customers.
Just a minute.
And just as he got sick, and he wasn't able to perform to the restaurant, the business went squat there. You know? So he achieved the generation wealth, but his sons and his daughters were not able to carry to the next step. So what I'm saying is we got to be able to program our society now, this generation now, for generational wealth and what it means to us. That means when you get your small business, you have to keep on enhancing and keep on getting better. Mr. Tonga talking about consistency. Keep on getting better. Keep on getting better. And don't let $50,000 get you food, you know, because then you make $50,000. A customer comes to my store, and I be disrespectful to him because my business have 10 customers. Like you say, you know, and then you have that kind of attitude. You have to be courteous and kind, whatever business you're doing in this country, because we are behemoths. You understand what I'm saying, Mr. Tungus?
I absolutely do, and I think what you said is brilliantly said. I couldn't have said it better myself. So much about community building is not so much even about, well, it is partially about, don't get me wrong, having things like, you know, roads being smooth and buildings, and you need all those things. You need parks and you need the physical infrastructure. But community building at the end, at the very core of it, starts with people.
Networking.
But even before what I would call networking, it's just, how do you treat people?
That's right.
Curtis.
You know, one of the things that really makes us stand out as Bahamian people, and I've had the opportunity to do a little traveling over the course of my life, so I appreciated being home full-time so much more. When Bahamian people walk into a room, good morning, good afternoon, good evening.
Courteous.
It's manners. They don't do that everywhere. Mm-hmm. It's something
true.
That's very
rare
around the world, but actually taught.
Yeah,
I was certainly taught as a boy. When you walk into a room, you say, good morning, sir. Good morning, ma'am. And you be courteous to people. You say please when you're asking for something. You say thank you if you get it. And so it's all about starting with how you treat people. And how you treat people, I think you learn from being around other people who feel the same way. So in many ways, it's your environment. Many people are blessed to have families that provide that environment. And unfortunately, not everybody has a family structure that teaches that environment. But what you could possibly have is a community.
A village, yes.
A village that could teach you
yes.
those values, right? Whether it be, it could be a church, it could be a school, it could be a sports team.
A teacher,
friends in the area. It's all about the surroundings that you have, the people that you're surrounded by, who could help you develop and maintain these sort of values. And that, to me, is also a very core part of community building, treating people the right way, how you want to be treated, mm-hmm. talking about people with respect and dignity. Like you said, not having a bad attitude. These things, I feel, are contagious, so that if the three of us sitting in this room, if the three of us encounter three other people each and we influence them to also be respectful, courteous, kind, loving, and those three people do the same thing to more people, all of a sudden,
you have a change.
Eventually, you have change. Yes. Exactly. And eventually, you've established a culture. Mm-hmm. And you've established a community. This is how we talk to each other. We don't yell at each other. We don't curse each other. We don't put down each other. And I think ultimately, that's what you need. And when we talk about examples of community and passing down things, one of the things that's most important, in fact, I would argue is the most important, pass down those values.
Yeah, that's yes,
pass down the values. And when you pass down those values, I feel the rest will follow.
Wow.
What you give out is what you get back.
So, Mr. Johnson, give out your numbers. We have about 42 more minutes.
Okay.
I'm in 22 more minutes on the show. So give out your numbers if anyone want to get in contact with you concerning cameras.
Yeah. Okay. My main line to reach me for anything that I do is 467-3127. Again, 467-3127. Or you can email me at support@multitech242.com.
Yes. And he does a variety of different trades. Cameras, he programs computers, fixes phone, etc. So it's good. You mean, like I said, you can get a good deal. You know, you can get a good deal.
Yeah, promo code Guardian Radio.
And I want to encourage also for persons to go online and get themselves involved in the accelerator program, all right, at the Office of the Prime Minister and see how you can get some information on how you can enhance your small businesses in the country. You know, you have to apply. Don't play dead gaming, people. You know, I know things being tough last 30, 40 years in the country. I know a lot of us are completely dead. We don't have no sense of direction. We don't have the energy. We just feel like, you know, if we see Lana's put out there, we have 100 jobs available. You know, some of us wouldn't even think about even going to check because we get turned down so much that our spirit, you know, don't
stomp it.
Just, you know, I'm a prime example. There was a job fair a few days ago, I mean, 2-3 weeks ago, and this lady was in John Taylor. And she came and she said, man, say, I went to, I think it was Centerville School. She said, you know what, it's 7 o'clock in the morning, I heard about the job fair. So I got up there early this morning and I went to go to job fair. But she said, whilst I was great, you know, I still was big, so I was drinking a cup of coffee and walking. And I passed this whole line of people. So I wasn't paying my mind, so I tried to walk and I walk and I walk. So when I reached a certain spot, there was this Haitian Bahamian man there, and he said, Mom, where you going? Say, the line is way back. Say, the line is way back when you turn the corner. So she say, when she look at the line, say, because she's drinking a coffee. Mm. So she's showing you how many people was out there at 7 o'clock looking for work. Mm-hmm. And then she said, you know, when she got a ticket, when they say, go to the line and get your ticket, she said her number was like, what, 300 wow. something. She says, Gucci? Say, look at the next person in line. I took the ticket. I walk back there, say, you have that? Say, I owe it you, because I don't have time for that, you know, and that's what we run into today, you know, a lot of people just, you know, so we have to encourage them, Mr. Twinkers. That's why the Accelerator Program, the Overdale Initiative, you know, these are very important. We have to let people get their spirit back in this country.
Absolutely. And I think what Mr. Johnson has done is inspirational. So in other words, he has created a solution.
Mm-hmm.
So the difference is certainly job fairs are important. I don't want to get confused about that. Job fairs are important. But equally important are those persons who have the vision and the idea to create a business, to launch a business. And so getting that sort of assistance as well is very important. If you have that vision and that idea, you also need the drive, because I'm sure Mr. Johnson will tell you it's not all a walk in the park. You need to work, need to be serious. But certainly, if you are serious and you do have that vision and you do have a plan, there's help out there. And like Mr. Brown said, the Access Accelerator is one such organization that's offering help. And for the organization I represent, which is the Over the Hill Community Development Foundation, we want to help anybody who wants to make the community a better place. And so we invite
anybody who has a great idea.
Correct. And we talked about a couple of them on the show, for example, whether it be the security cameras, which makes the community safer, whether it be garbage collection initiatives, which make the community cleaner. But it could be a number of things. And we have a website, overthehillfoundation.org, which explains the six categories that we look for. And if your idea is hitting any of those six categories, any one or any more of those six categories, you're eligible. You're eligible to apply for a grant.
Those six categories are really long, so I guarantee you're eligible. Because those six carry a lot of weight. They long, because you all open the board.
But that's right. And that's by design.
Yeah, that's
so we want to really have a broad playing field, cast a wide net, to make sure that we are open-minded, so that whatever it is you think of, chances are it falls within one of those six categories. We call them pillars of community development. And we really want to be open-minded and flexible, so that if your idea helps the community based on any one of those six pillars,
yes,
apply for a grant.
So let me ask you this. You're living, and I'm going to say Peters Creek. You're living through Peters Creek. I really want Peters Creek to get cleaned up. Peters Creek, Quacko Creek, those corners need to get cleaned up. I want to say that to the minister of what it is, environment. Please take a look at these in the city community, and especially Peters Creek. I always pass through Peters Creek. I see they have so many kids through there, so much lovely kids through the corner. They have so many, and there's a big family through there. But my Mr. Turing Grasangela, there's so much garbage on it, but there's so much garbage through Peters Creek. I don't see how, you know, that's why I've been cleaning up Lewis Creek and Hayes Creek and Taylor Street for many years now, and I'm still cleaning up. So you can imagine, right? So let me give someone advice. If you're living in that Peters Creek community, there are abandoned houses, there are a lot of trash. I mean a lot of trash. There are tons of trash through Peters Creek. If you pass through Peters Creek right now, there are tons of trash. You're listening to Mr. Twinkers with the Overdale Community Development. You could say to yourself, you know what? Let me set up a landscaping company that I could clean up through Peters Creek.
That's right.
Let me just set it up, present it, and say there are three abandoned houses here that needs to be bought up because people keep throwing garbage in it, all right? So you could say this is one initiative I could take, and then you could use this. You see, you know what I'm saying? There are three houses through there. You do your survey. You say there are three houses through here. I check a lot of yards there, but 10 yards through here, but a lot of trash needs to get cut down. What if I make this presentation to the Over the Hill Community Development Partnership, and see how I can maintain this by applying. You could clean up Peter Street. You could do this to any corner that you reside in. Because you can take responsibility for your own community.
That's exactly right. That's what we're trying to say. That's exactly what we're trying to say. So in other words, you referenced the Ministry of, I think, Environment. But rather than
wait on them,
here's a solution that you've come up with where you've identified one street. And maybe there are
many more.
I know there are many more, but you want to start with one street.
Right.
You have identified Peter Street, for example, in your example. And you said there are three houses that need boarded up. And so present a grant application to clean up
Peter Street. You see? And you could be responsible now. The help is coming to you. So we're just giving you ideas. That's what the show is all about. That's why I bring Mr. Twinkles on, so you could get a feel. And he's giving you ideas. You know what I'm giving you, Mr. Johnson? Mr. Johnson gave you ideas. So I'm giving you behemoths ideas on how you could fix your country. And that's why I'm using Guardian Radio, because Guardian Radio told me to make this show a show that could help the behemoth people and make solutions and bring persons on like Mr. Twinkles, who are part of programs that are benefiting country, to give the information, to bring them on the show, to give the information. And that's what you can do in your community. There might be a yard where there's a lot of old cars needs to be removed, and a lot of rats and et cetera. You could say, you know what, there's a lot of rats in this community or whatever. Let me open a pesticide company, you know, just to maintain this corner. You know, these are all things that you can do. Yeah, backyard. And just say, let me give you an next prime example. Just say you clean the Peter Street and people continue to dump. So you get your signs and you put up no dumping. So find an next solution. You clean it down. Make it in the green space. You understand what I'm saying? You can say, now we clean it down, but people keep on dumping trash. We clean it down one more time. So now you know what we're going to do? We're going to get the kids involved. We're going to get them a little small sniping from the small business, from the community development, right? And we're going to pay the kids them, along with the person in charge of the program, so we could do a backyard farming, and then we could have the sustainable vegetables and fruit for the kids through the community, and they're the ones who themselves can be growing this in their own respective community in a yard that has been dirty for over 30 years. Now it's turning into a spot where we can be housing sour, pepper, cabbage, whatever the situation. But it's sustainable because you have the kids on a yearly basis that will be working alongside that business owner who applied for the small community development.
Yeah, and you know what you're saying is so powerful, because it hit multiple of those pillars that I highlighted. So number one, rejuvenation. Mm-hmm. That means cleaning up the area. You hit that. You also talked about backyard farming. That's green technology. That's using the environment to help feed people in a healthy and sustainable way.
Yes.
That's two pillars. The third one, I would argue, is youth and elderly empowerment. You're getting young people
to be
involved. And it not just diverts them away from bad things and focuses them on good things, but you also have now taught young people about backyard farming. And that's a skill. That knowledge that they now would have as a result of that program will last them a lifetime. And they, in turn, can teach other people about that skill and that knowledge that they've acquired. And that's the goal of the foundation, is to use programs like that really tackle a number of key community challenges and address them in a sustainable way that also gets people involved. So it's not Robert Turnquest coming in doing it all himself. It's on the ground, people through Peter Street or Taylor Street or wherever it is, leading the charge, leading the way, getting it done.
Yeah, a lot of abandoned houses through these communities that needs to be rejuvenated. You, as the person in charge of your respective community, can get this information, come up with your plan, present it, and you could go and execute. You understand? That's how you make change. For all those out there who want to make change in your respective community. They're old cars, you know, and some people, like I say, not even old cars. You might be a baker or a shoemaker. And like Mr. Tanker stated, you know, anything that's empowering the community, these are lost arts. You know, you could start again doing your tailoring and apply and have a program where you could be teaching 20 to 30 kids in the respective community. At the same time, the community is getting cleaned up. You know, at the same time, the business, that the chicken shack that is there, probably getting a small funding or not, but the cleanup is helping the community, because I also want to encourage people who own these businesses. You know, this is what our work ethic have to really improve in our communication and our cleanliness have to improve. What a sense you have in a breakfast place and Red Cross Road is no trash and garbage. What are we, listen, you're selling food. So I'm saying to you, if you have a business, look at the McDonald's. McDonald's have the U.S. Embassy on the side of it. And across to there, Hilton, you ever seen the garbage there? So why all over the business, some of them, they're situated in this particular spot. Yeah, that spot is clean, but across the road is filthy. Old cars across the road. How you expect for me to want come and stop and spend my money, even though you may be cooking the best food? But there are a lot of flies, there are a lot of roach and stuff over there, which I don't want to see with my eyes. Why that couldn't be in a green space? Well, you know, yeah, the restaurant is here, but across the road is a Wi-Fi place where I can go sit down and take my shoes off and wait for my food, you know, wait for my food to finish prepared. And why is I'm there in the green space that someone who decides to clean it up now has a Wi-Fi center. He could have a Wi-Fi center in the green space in any city community where he get his Wi-Fi set up. Then he could be selling his Wi-Fi and people could be exercising or gardening or whatever it is. Just a spot for us to come and chill out. And, you know, these kind of stuff you have to do. But for business owners, I want to encourage you guys, clean up your yard next to you. Okay? A lot of businesses I see as I ride through, nice businesses, but a crossroad is filthy on the side of the business is filthy. And I don't know who has been giving these people the licenses to operate these businesses in these respective community, because at the end of the day, we got to see where the business is, and we got to see if the environment is clean too. Because, you know, sense me, giving somebody a license when rotten roaches on the side of the establishment or old cars in the front of the business, this is a place where people who criminally minded it with harbor. And then diseases spread, even though your spot is clean. Because you understand?
It is in their interest
yes.
to ensure that the environment is clean.
Yes.
And so not only does it help the community, but it also, if you're looking at it from the point of view of your business, it helps you. Your business becomes that much more attractive. So in the example you raised where you're selling breakfast, not only are you now selling the best breakfast, but also it's a place where, if you didn't know that and you're driving by or walking by and you see it, you're more inclined to stop. The other thing is, again, if the area looks good, you're more inclined to be recommended. So it could be other Bahamians being more willing to come by and patronize the business. It could even be tourists who might want to try local cuisine and say, you know what? I'm just coming off the cruise ship and I'm walking over the hill and, oh, here's this nice breakfast spot that looks interesting. Why don't I try something? But to your example, if there's loads of trash across the street,
yes,
I may not want to eat in that vicinity.
And there you go. That's the point of exactly.
And not just eat, you know. It could be anything.
Anything.
I may not want to stop to the phone repair company in that facility. I may not want to go to a museum or a park in that vicinity. And so immediately what people may do is turn around and walk the opposite direction.
Because we're looking for beauty.
You want to highlight the best of what we are and the best of what we have to offer. And what we don't want to do is turn people away. So I think the more we can do to put our best foot forward collectively, the better.
Yes.
And, you know, to your example with the garbage and stuff, what's so sad is it only takes a few people to really spoil it. But that's why it needs to be a collective effort.
Yes.
It needs to be a collective effort. So getting people to really appreciate how important it is to keep things clean. is so important. And I think the way you get people to do that is to encourage them to take charge and to lead it. Own it. This is your street, your area. Own it. Make it clean and beautiful.
Yes. Mm-hmm. You want to say anything, Mr. Johnson?
I mean, the only thing I could say is expand on what they're saying. And I would say come up with your ideas. As long as you're home or you don't have anything to do or you think you don't have anything to do, I would say to put all your effort into thought. Thoughts become things. So you have to manifest first in your mind before you could actually put it out there in the physical form. So you have to think, you have to come up with the idea first before you could actually put it there. So I would say do your studies, sit down, work out your plan, and go for the grant.
Yes. And I want to encourage you, the accelerator program, giving out loans. I'm going to apply also because the only thing I need from them, my restaurant was finished. So I've been strategizing. They say, when I go to them, if I'm going to apply, I'm going to make it simple. I don't want to go through all that paperwork what you guys are going to go through. So I made it simple for me. I'm saying, I need me some machines because, you know, I'm going into restaurant and bar business. So I'm looking at some freezers to sell my Collect Bell, my Anakin, at least my St. Pauli girls and all that. So I need like five bad thingam. So I'm applying. When I do, that's what I'm applying for. I'm applying to get my thingam, my beverage. You see, so, because you know, when I check on the price, one cost close to $4,000. So I say, you know what? I have to apply like for at least $25,000 to $30,000, see if I qualify just to get them. But everything else is finished. So I'm taking advantage of the opportunity. I'm not playing there and say no one is doing nothing, government isn't doing nothing. I'm listening to Mr. Turncross, I'm listening to Ms. Roll from the Office of the Prime Minister, and I'm going to take advantage, and I'm going to encourage you to take advantage. Ali, we got a call on the line, but I don't know where the producer man. If you hold on for a second, he should be here. I don't know. We have about 5 more minutes. So, Mr. Turncross, it's a pleasure to have you on, and I think they got some good information. Caller, don't go nowhere. We might be able to let you speak for a minute or two. The producer probably just went to use the bathroom. So, you see, there's a lot can come out of this. You know, it's early, and I think we must take the best advantage of the opportunities out there. So, BMN people, if you're listening, you have a great plan, an idea, contact Community Development Initiative. Robert Turncross, the chairman, and the Accelerator Program. I think you have to check the Office of the Prime Minister. Both of these programs are to help the BMN people.
And I just want to highlight as well that you can learn more about the Over the Hill Community Development Foundation online at www.overthehillfoundation.org. We're also on Facebook. You can look us up at Over the Hill Community Development Foundation. And we're also on Instagram at Over the Hill Foundation. So we're on social media. We're also online. Those are the ways to learn more about us. So we encourage you to check those out.
You know, I don't want to say this, but I'm just going to say this. This young gentleman here, Mr. Turncross, I had the opportunity to sit down with his father. And his father's a very honorable man. Former Minister of National Security, Tommy Turncross. And sitting down, you're having a discussion, it was just like I was sitting down with your father a few years ago. And just like I'm sitting down talking to you, I want you to know how special your father is to me in my heart and what he did for this country. To me, he is the best minister I ever worked with in this whole entire country. I've met with prime ministers, ministers of national security from different governments, but none has never been a more listening person than your father. Some of the artists, I sit down and talk to him as a Minister of National Security, and he told me, frankly, what he can do, what can happen, and what cannot happen. And his word is his bond. You understand? His father had passed a lot of legislation in this country by us sitting down and listening to people from the inner city community. So I'm saying this to the general public. Now, his son is in here, and he's just like his father. And a lot of the stuff that you see happening in the country when it comes to programs is what me and the former Minister of National Security sit down and discuss one-on-one. In fact, your father requested that I be there present with him at Jams Radio Station. You know, Rennie was a sitting, you can imagine, Rennie's a sitting member of Parliament. Right. And he said that he would not go on the show unless I was present. So you know how special that was to me and why I respect his father the most. His father made me an ambassador for the Ministry of National Security when they were putting my picture up all over Nassau and even in the U.S. And that's when he wanted to find on ways on how we can help the BME people, just like you're with this partnership agreement right now. And he wanted to find a way how he can give back because he is also from the inner city. In fact, he lived on Lewis Street for many years, his whole family. And he, I said, listen, he was very, a person who listened, and he wrote down. And then when I listened, I started to see, well, the information that was given to him was related to the prime minister or the cabinet ministers, and those legislation was passed. I even heard my name calling those of parliament when he said my name with his own mouth, your father. So I would say this to the general public. You can make change. I was able to sit down with a minister of national security who was willing to listen. The problem with this country is people who hold high prestigious position, they don't listen to the people who have the solution to the ground. All right? So how are you listening? You're listening, and you listen to Mr. Johnson, you listen to a person like me, and you see we had a good conversation where we see we end up tying in the conversation where we see it could be very beneficial to those who listen to the show. So I just want to say, let the general public know, your father was an awesome man, and I respect him, and he put a show up on the line for me. He told me, said, you know what, I'm going to go to my boss, and I believe that you change. He believed I physically change because me talking to them personally. Right? It's just like me. I sit down with the minister. I ain't in the room with nobody else. I sit down there with the Minister of National Security and me and him have a discussion. I get my coffee, I get me doing it. So I feel good. So this would make me change my this also made me change my mindset. To see the power that you have, and you can be able to help your countrymen in your country. So I just want to say that.
I just want to thank you for the kind words about my father. But, you know, you and your story is an inspiration. And I want to say that you're an inspiration to all of us here in the Bahamas about how, you know, a period in your life doesn't define your story. Yes. And no matter what your past is, it doesn't dictate your future.
That's right.
And you can make a difference regardless of who you are, what your background is.
Yes.
All you have to do is get in the right mindset, yes. Change your attitude, start thinking positive, come up with a vision and a plan, like Mr. Johnson said, and present it, push forward. But certainly, you are one of the best examples we have in the Bahamas of turning things for the better. Being focused on the ground and making a difference, impacting lives and impacting community. And so as a chairman of this foundation, I want to listen. I think every good leader is a good listener. I want to listen to what you guys are saying and consider what you guys present and help and take action.
Yes. Again, give us those information before we go.
So I'll say overthehillfoundation.org. That's the website for the Over the Hill Community Development Foundation, overthehillfoundation.org. You can find us on Facebook at Over the Hill Community Development Foundation or on Instagram at Over the Hill Foundation.
And you, real quick?
All right. And my contact, I can say support at multitech242.com, multitech242 on Facebook, and multitech242 on Instagram. Number is 467-3127.
I want to give a shout out to my boy Maine and Michael Road. You have the nice farm out there. Apply the accelerator program so you can get proper funding to grow your cow, your sheep, your goat. And you have a lot of fruits and vegetables on the farm in Michael Road. You just need a chance. You know, you can do tours there. So I encourage you, use the accelerator program. That's in the office of the prime minister. Take advantage. Payments. Don't play dead. There's opportunities out there. Go there and look online, all right? The Community Development Partnership, all right? Okay, then. So I hope you...
Thank you so much. I just want to say thank you again for having me.
It's my pleasure.
I really appreciate the opportunity to share about the foundation, and really inspiring to talk to you guys about what you're doing. So again, thank you so much for having me.
Thank you, because Happy New Year, we gave us some information tonight, and we want to encourage all those out there in this country who has an idea in your respective community. That could be through your corner where you can make a difference, cleaning up, boarding up some houses, doing a backyard farming, or you have a small business that you like to establish in the corner. Get in contact with the Community Development of the Overdale Initiative Department if you want to make a change, all right?
Thank you for the opportunity, for using me as an example, as an entrepreneur.
Yeah, so you definitely is going to get in contact with this guy. You're going to check the accelerator program also, because that's big funding there. So this could work both ways for you.
Yeah, on and on.
And for the rest of you out there who are listening, you do the same, okay? So we'll see you next week on Inside Inner City. And I want to give a shout-out to my friend Cardo, Drifters and Scrubber, who owns Jovius Restaurant and Bar with Fish Fry. All right? So enjoy your night, and I hope you all enjoy the show. It was very informative, and we'll see you next week on Inside Inner City.
Right between West and Augusta, where them two roads meet, they call it Wilkinson Street. Manners and respect was like a sign blank check. It seems the ones that come in after quick to disrespect. You see, this life in the ghetto never easy. So many hungry days break, tell it grieve me. But I do in the best I can, trying to turn my dollar to $100,000. I represent the ghetto people I from. Nassau, Bahamas, big up Dayton, bro. Boy, I from Dayton, bro. Ghetto. Don't take no back talk, no bribe or no joke. If you find fire, you're definitely find smoke. Dayton, bro. Boy, I from Dayton, bro. Dayton, I say up and running. Caliban say my show boy don't ever give in. 7 years of farming, watch the crops them coming. Today see I humble thing, the lion sleeping. But they ain't for no reason. Only God that I believe in, living. Watch them only passion for a season. Cutlass, I gon' weed them. I represent the ghetto people I from. Nassau, Bahamas, big up Dayton, bro. Boy, I from Dayton, bro.